This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain.
That
brought to you
gone?
By Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load.
Welcome to hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Indeed. Coming out of Georgetown University in Washington, campus reform went there on Constitution Day last Friday to get their views, the college students' views on the Constitution, the document itself. We got some results that are actually quite chilling. Campus reform asked Georgetown students who have an average SAT score of 1460 and a high school GPA of 4.01 what they thought of the document that George Washington said he would never abandon. They overwhelmingly disagreed with the nation's first president and Revolutionary War hero. Some of the responses by the young Hoyas include, "People definitely take the Constitution too seriously. It's not 250 years ago. Or, "When it was written, we were considering things that absolutely don't apply today." Or, "I feel like sometimes people use the Constitution as an excuse not to think and not to work towards progress." Interesting phrase. Or, "I come from North Carolina. There are a lot of people in that area who I think take the Constitution too seriously." Or, "The Constitution itself and a lot of the amendments are probably taken a little bit too seriously. And sometimes we're afraid to think, I don't know, in more utopian ways." Another interesting phrase. And finally, "We have to keep updating like we would anything after, you know, like the dictionary is updated once a week." The nonprofit group's video brings to mind a famous story about Ben Franklin being asked what form of government the delegates at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia agreed upon in 1787. His answer was, "A republic, if you can keep it." Georgetown students were not shown giving specifics as to which limits on federal power are taken too seriously, if they knew the proper amendment process, or which aspects of the Bill of Rights don't apply today. For several years, we've watched as the youth of America appears to get dumber and dumber about our history. This is the deliberate result of a liberal education system that spent more and more class time on the injustices of the U.S. and less time on the miraculous story of our founding. There was once a radio show where they were interviewing a prominent liberal and asked him what limits on federal power would he support. He answered, "In the cause of social justice, none." No limits. That appears to be an attitude that has filtered down to this generation. There are young people out there who revere the Constitution and devoutly wish the U.S. would return to constitutional government. I've met a few of them here and there. A lot of them are intelligent and passionate kids who really wanted to understand our founding document, make it relevant to America today. They're demonized by liberals and the media, sort of like black conservatives are, sort of like Trump is, sort of like I am. They're targeted by the government, and they're literally thrown off campus, all because they believe that the ideas espoused 239 years ago in our founding document should hold meaning to all Americans today. We should support them as much as we can, because they are few, and they're fighting an uphill battle. Now to the explosion in New York. This happened late Saturday evening and injured at least 29 people. The explosion sent pedestrians along the West 23rd Street between 6th and 7th Avenues flying onto pavement as windows shattered and the earth shook. Shrapnel slice and cut victims, sending 24 of the 29 to area hospitals for non-life-threatening injuries. One victim was in serious condition but expected to live, according to the authorities. The New York Police Department, the Fire Department, Office of Emergency Management, alongside the Federal Bureau of Investigation, continued to work the scene. New York City Socialist Mayor Bill de Blasio said all hands are on deck as the city investigates who is responsible. I know now that they have called a suspect. Blasio told reporters at that time on Saturday, "We're going to have a lot more to say in the coming hours as we have more. A detailed analysis, but we believe at this point in this time this was an intentional act. We also want to be upfront saying there is no evidence up at this point of a terror connection to this incident." Typical Clintonian response. Ryan McMillan, 44, was on his way to the 23rd Street and 6th Street subway station with his family when the explosion happened. He told the New York Daily News, "It was some sort of bomb. I still feel it in my chest." He said the blast blew out car windows and turned nearby streets into chaos. And everybody started running and screaming. Police immediately shut down the roads surrounding the detonation site and began searching through dumpsters and garbage cans for other devices. And they turned up a second device that had failed to go off. A pressure cooker with wires and a cell phone attached 4 blocks away from the original blast. That explosive was safely recovered and taken by police. Just hours before in New Jersey, there was an incendiary device that went off there. That explosion was timed to disrupt the Seaside Semper Fi, a Marine Corps charity run in the beach town of Seaside Park. Three pipe bomb-type devices were planted on a trash can, but only one detonated. And the event registration was delayed, and no runners were nearby when it happened. It is a target-rich environment. My biggest fear is that they're going to target these gun-free zone, just bastions of gun control. They're going to target them. Because this is where they're going to get the biggest bang for their buck. I'm not worried about what comes out of it politically, because it won't go anywhere. I am worried about the loss of life. That bothers me to a great deal. So, we'll see where it goes. We'll see what their investigation turns up. My understanding is the guy that's in custody for New York also had something to do with New Jersey. So that takes a little bit of a pre-coordination to put all that in place, as you might imagine. There's a lot of people out there that say, I think the nation could take 4 years of Hillary Clinton. We could hold off till 2020. I mean, we could have a better candidate, all this other stuff. When we get back, I'll tell you why we can't. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
coated over everything I own. They're guns. Check them out. There's one key fact to understand about Pantsuit Clinton, one unarguable truth that can explain every one of her terrible policy positions, all of her dishonest, self-defeating behavior. Everything she believes leads to this conclusion. Everything she does, even the stupid things that have hamstrung her, stem from it. Hillary Clinton hates you. She doesn't dislike you. She's not irritated with you. She does not merely prefer the company of others, though she certainly does prefer the company of those who will either pay her or suck up to her. She hates you. You're deplorable. You're irredeemable. With a wave of her limp, clammy hand, this sick old bag dismisses you from the company of those whose opinions have value, whose interests matter, who have any moral claim to participation in self-governance. You're less than nothing. You are vermin to be at best driven from society. Will Hillary Clinton ever be your president? No, and she makes no excuses and offers no denials that a Hillary Clinton presidency means the division of the country into those people she considers worthy and those people she does not. Did she visit the red state flood victims in Louisiana? No. She was sick, sure, but she could have powered through a visit, right? She's tough, right? But she chose not to. Because she hates us. We failed to submit to her lived fascist ideology. We failed to buy our way into worthiness with cash. We failed to choose to be Hillary Demmies. We failed to win the victory over ourselves and learn to love Big Mother. Pantsuit pushes hateful policies that we resist, even politically toxic ones, because we resist. Do you really think she believes the cause of crime is too many current conservatives with AR-15s? Do you think Democrat Chicago's kill count is news to her? She doesn't care about crime. She cares that we are defying her by our bitter clinging. So she pursues policies to disarm us, even though they hurt her politically, because she's so driven by hate that she cannot pass on an opportunity to try to humiliate us and bring us to heel. She lies to us knowing that we know she's lying to us. Now, it is easy because she has her drooling pack of rear-sniffing media poodles covering for her every lie, but she lies even when she doesn't need to. She catches pneumonia, so they say. People catch pneumonia all the time, and telling the truth might even have gotten her a little sympathy, yet she'd rather lie to our faces than miss an opportunity to be disrespectful to us. And her hate makes her stupid. Actually, stupider. Because this is the woman who managed to flunk the DC bar exam. Don't ever forget that. And her hate makes her dangerous. If you don't bend a knee, if you insist on defying her, if you refuse to play your assigned role as a supporting character in the creepy psychodrama that is her life, then you are worse than nothing. You are the enemy. We're all the daddies she could never please, the husband who humiliated her, the world leaders who snickered at her ridiculous reset button. Psychologically, she can't confront them. So her warped mind assigns their wrongs to me and you. And there's the root of her smoldering hate. Hey, Pantsuit, we're not the ones richarding bimbos. But as misguided as it is, her hate is real. She said it herself. The enemy she is most proud of fighting is you. She actually said that about the NRA, which may as well be everybody. Not Al-Qaeda, not Gaddafi, not Saddam Hussein, before it became unfashionable. You. Fellow Americans who have committed the unpardonable sin of refusing to submit to her will. And you know it because she has told you again and again in word and deed. She will never be the president of all Americans. In fact, her venomous hatred of her fellow citizens seems to be making it less and less likely that she will ever be the president of any Americans. But imagine it if you can. Just imagine it if she wins. Imagine her hatred backed up by an energized federal government packed with her partisans. Will the Justice Department check her? No. She'll use that as a club to bludgeon her enemies into submission. And we know who her enemies are, don't we? What about the IRS? No, the IRS uproar will be not a cautionary example of government gone rogue, but a template for the future. What about the FBI? Comey's too busy counting his 30 pieces of silver while wearing a loincloth made from the pelt of his legendary integrity. She hates us. We are deplorable. We are irredeemable. And so neither she nor her loyal minions have any sort of self-imposed moral limit on what they may do to us to ensure that we are utterly crushed. Take away our rights, strip away our livelihoods, prevent any participation in our own governance. It's open season on us, all because she hates us. The problem is, real Americans don't react well to being told to shut up and sneak away while the elite decides how things are going to be. So Hillary Clinton is at this moment managing to lose to an immensely flawed guy who's touched on a nerve and is exploiting it well, but this was hers to lose to begin with. Now it's the Republicans to lose, and they're trying to lose it. But there's still a good chance that she might slip through, and there will be a President Hillary Clinton, and then all bets are off, because she's both a hateful woman and a stupid one, and those twin character flaws could be the wedge that rips our country apart into the red deplorables and the blue plorables, I guess. So Let's choose Trump. Because one thing is absolutely indisputable here. Hillary Clinton hates you. She's waiting to pay you back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Come on, fire.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Been using this stuff for 4 years. This stuff is absolutely stupendous. Check them out. Frog Lube. Now, coming out of Virginia, and I got to admit, this is pretty damn funny. In Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, the carpetbagging governor of Virginia, has decided he wants to reinstate voting rights for tens of thousands or 10,000 plus or whatever the number is, felons. Okay? The Republicans this past Friday announced their own legislative package to reform the state's policies on felon voting. The proposal introduced by Delegate Greg Habib of Salem, Republican out of Salem, Virginia, is a more moderate version of the constitutional amendment that Senate Majority Leader Thomas Cade Normant Jr., Republican from James City, proposed earlier this month. Habib's legislative package would automatically restore voting rights to nonviolent felons who have completed their sentences and supervised release and paid all fines, court fees, and restitution. Unlike Normant's proposal, which would strip the governor's power to restore rights to violent felons, Habib's would allow the governor to restore rights to violent felons after 2 years and an individual review, provided the person meets the same criteria required of nonviolent offenders. He said, I'm not saying my any particular bill is the right bill, but I think a consensus is forming around a set of principles, and we try to draft this legislation to meet that growing consensus. He also introduced legislation to automatically restore firearm rights to nonviolent felons who regain their political rights. He said in a written statement, the constitutional right to own a firearm should be treated the same as the political rights for nonviolent offenders. If a nonviolent offender is ready to fully participate in society again, they should have all of their rights back, not just a select few. Now, violent felons would still have to petition a court before regaining the right to own a gun, a process that allows prosecutors to weigh in on potential public safety risks. Like Norman's proposal, Habib's would give the General Assembly the power to decide which felonies are considered violent and which are nonviolent. Habib said he expects that delineation to be a major point of discussion, particularly when it comes to drug offenses. After months of heated debate over carpetbagger Terry McAuliffe's ability to restore felons' voting rights in mass, the discussion is beginning to turn toward long-term reforms that can be taken up when the General Assembly convenes in January. McAuliffe issued an executive order in April that restored rights for more than 206,000 violent and nonviolent felons who had completed their sentences. After a lawsuit brought by Republican General Assembly leaders, the Supreme Court of Virginia struck down the order in July, saying McAuliffe's sweeping order thwarted Virginia's constitutional ban on felon voting. In August, he sent individual rights restoration orders to roughly 13,000 people who registered to vote under his original order. Earlier this month, he restored an additional 6,957 who had asked to get their rights back. Republicans questioned the legality of those actions, too, and asked the Supreme Court to hold the governor in contempt. This week, the justices unanimously rejected the attempt to keep the legal battle going. Habib has said his reform package will need more work, particularly when it comes to fine-tuning the felony classifications and establishing the right administrative process. Everyone deserves an opportunity at redemption, but the nature and severity of the crime should be taken into consideration, and a second chance should only come after they have completed their entire sentence, which includes paying their debts to the justice system and to victims. We need a policy that treats redemption in accordance with the crime. This package is being co-patroned by two Richmond area Republicans, John M. O'Bannon and Peter F. Farrell. Marcus B. Simon, Democrat from Fairfax, who has introduced a constitutional amendment to remove the felon voting ban entirely, said he sees Habib's bill as a sincere effort at progress, as opposed to Norman's proposal, which the Democrats condemned as a step backward. Said we disagree on some of the finer points between voting rights and gun rights, which he calls an apples and oranges comparison, and requiring the full repayment of debt, which Democrats see as a major obstacle for ex-offenders with limited resources. Habib called Simon's approach bad policy and said nobody actually believes murderers should be able to vote from jail. Simon's amendment were to pass, an unlikely outcome, and in his own view, Virginia would join Maine and Vermont as a state with no restrictions on felon voting. Simon said, I'm willing to risk that outcome because I don't think it's an awful outcome. Why? Would be my question. Given the lengthy process required for constitutional changes, they'll have plenty of time to debate felon voting reforms. They'll need to pass enabling legislation 2 years in a row, which set up a voter referendum in November of 2018. I agree with Mr. Habib. If we're going to reinstate their rights, why are we only reinstating the voting right? Why not the gun ownership right? Just the other day, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got out there and said that voting is very dangerous by people that don't know what they're doing. Why would we take that chance at allowing that danger to occur? So, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. The I'm waiting to see what he does with the other 186,000 that he wanted to pardon as well, that he wanted to get their voting rights back. Because that's a major voting block. That's probably a district right there in Virginia. I love that Democrats are so brazen in their attempt and what they're willing to do to consolidate power. You should be very mindful of it. They're willing to empower criminals to vote, while at the same time they're wanting to disarm you, and you're deplorable. You're irredeemable. I mean, that isn't lost upon anybody, is it? I mean, that is computing. So we go forward. We go forward with this, and we'll see where it comes up. When we get back, we're going to look at the myth of Chicago's lax gun laws, because we're hearing all about that. And then we're going to tackle, as we head out the door, the question of whether it is better to be concealable or should we be worrying about carrying capacity. That's also my concern. That's always something I think about. This, right now, the smallest gun I own is Glock 19, 15 rounds. Carry that literally everywhere I go. It's here with me now. That when we get back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This
ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I've got just a pile of it over here. I got a package the other day from them, and I'm ready to go to the range. Froglube.com. The escalating murder rate in Chicago has given rise to a new claim that Chicago's gun laws are lax, weak, and ineffective. I'll agree with the ineffective part. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson recently argued that if we had the gun laws in Chicago that L.A. and New York have, we'd see our violent crime cut in half. Bill Bratton from New York repeated that remark, declaring that Chicago's problem has to do with gun laws that just don't meet the reality of what's going on in the streets. Even Dwayne Wade of the Chicago Bulls recently stated that there's other cities that have way tougher gun laws. We have weak gun laws, and we have to do a better job of being leaders. What kind of parallel universe are these people living in? Illinois has some of the toughest gun laws in the nation. Even the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence ranks Illinois 8th among the 10 states with the strongest gun laws and awarded it a B-plus rating in 2015. They have a universal background check law. Residents must show a state-issued firearm owner's identification card or a concealed carry permit for all purchases of firearms or ammunition, whether from a licensed dealer or private seller. Lost or stolen guns have to be reported within 72 hours. They're one of only four states that impose a waiting period on the purchase of all firearms, 72 hours for a handgun and 24 hours for a rifle or shotgun. Automatic firearms, short-barreled shotguns, and suppressors are prohibited entirely, which is, you know, no NFA items there at all. Even muzzle loaders and black powder guns are considered firearms and subject to the background check requirement. Illinois concealed carry laws are also among the most stringent in the country. Applicants are required to take a 16-hour training course, the longest in the nation. While technically a shall-issue state, law enforcement agencies still have limited discretion to object to an individual being granted a license. They also refuse to recognize any other state's concealed carry license. While local restrictions on handguns are preempted under state law, Illinois state law recognizes any local assault weapons ban adopted before July 20, 2013. The result is a patchwork of laws in 23 jurisdictions where a gun otherwise legal to own in some parts of the state is prohibited. Very confusing. Any person traveling through the Chicago area with a firearm must carefully consider their route, especially if their trip takes them through a jurisdiction where Chicago, Cook County, or municipal restrictions have them in unintentionally violating one of the local ordinances. It's a little bit like Eastern Europe used to be. Lax gun laws? No, I don't think so. Now, for those of you that are carrying a gun everywhere you go, except maybe in Illinois, two questions that come up, concealability or capacity, which is it? Which is going to be better? And this is coming from Sam Huber over at Alien Gear Holsters from their blog, by the way. First things first, there's no such thing as a perfect gun. When it comes to a concealed carry pistol, you're compromising something, okay? Typically, there's going to be four primary factors when it comes to a handgun, and one or more of them usually has to give in order for one of the others to shine. Those are concealability, carrying capacity, accuracy, and comfort. In order for one of those virtues to be expressed, one or more of the others has to suffer at its expense. Which, though, is more important, capacity or concealability? For some people, concealability in South Carolina, absolutely. It's got to be concealed. There's no two ways around it. Concealability is very important. And if you carry it every day like I do, comfort would help. After all, a gun that a person can carry with ease is one they won't find excuses to leave at home. Also, the point of concealing is not to only keeping potential threats from being aware that you're armed, but also not to alert anyone around to it as well. Some people are deathly afraid of guns, and open carry isn't welcome everywhere nor always legal. Trade-off is that pistols that are easily concealed often aren't the best shooting pistols due to short barrel length and increased recoil, don't hold many rounds, and most of the highly regarded CCW guns hold 10 or fewer rounds of 9mm, or whichever caliber they're chambered. On the other hand, the capacity offered by compact to full-size pistols is something that some people just aren't willing to trade away. This is me, for example. Studies into gunfights reveal many instances of use of firearms by police and also defensive gun use indicate that three or fewer shots does not often end the engagement. Except when it doesn't. It does often end the engagement. There have been many incidences where one magazine was not nearly enough. Consider the account of Sergeant Timothy Graymans of Skokie, Illinois, during a traffic stop in 2009. Graymans, according to Police One, performed a stop of a man suspected of robbing the bank. Suspect decided to have a shootout. During the firefight, Graymans fired 33 rounds, hitting the suspect 17 times. Of the 17 shots placed into his attacker, 14 were to the body. Of those, 6 were in vital areas, normally considered fatal, including lungs, heart, and liver. It wasn't until he shot the suspect 3 times in the head that the encounter ended. And this was with a Glock 21, a 45 caliber pistol. Officer Graymans now travels on the road with 147 rounds of ammo on him. There are plenty of other accounts where attackers have been hit multiple times with no effect. There's also plenty of accounts merely needing to draw a pistol to effectively ward off an assailant. So the fact is that there's no way to know if one or two magazines of fewer than 10 rounds is going to be sufficient. It's all going to depend on exactly what happens in the moment. The odds are that if a need arises to use a concealed weapon, the likelihood is that a whole 17 rounds isn't going to be necessary. The question would be asked, why not carry a gun that's comfortable and easy to carry and conceal? For me, I don't mind if I have leftover ammo, but what if a person wants the extra capacity afforded by a full-size or compact service pistol? Believe it or not, such pistols are not incredibly difficult to conceal, like the Glock 19. With this Alien Gear holster, no issues at all, none, concealing that gun. So, ultimately, you should carry the most amount of firepower that you can comfortably conceal and carry, and if necessary, shoot easily and accurately. That means not carrying anything larger than a compact single-stack 9mm. That's what you should carry. If that means concealing a 10mm Colt Delta Elite, well, that's what that means. I just like having that capacity. And when I have that capacity, I've read all the reports, you know, there's fewer than four shots fired, you know, or six shots at most. And then I've seen all these other reports, like this Grayman's cat who shot a guy 17 times, had to shoot him three times in the head to kill him. Who is he fighting? It sounds like the Terminator. In those moments where you're out there, I mean, you got to be, you know, hitting the guy in the head, looking at your gun like, I could swear just hit him in the head. I go straight down for the capacity. I carry some of the most wicked ammunition you can imagine. Because if I have to shoot somebody, I don't want to have to shoot them that many times. That's my goal, anyway. That's my goal. And I normally carry at least one spare magazine, although when I was on the road this past weekend, I had six pistol magazines with me. I had more pistol than I had rifle, but I only had four for the 17 and two spares for the 19. And while I was away, there was the non-existent fuel scare. Sort of like a drill that never went off. Sort of like that. We will meet back here in about 21 hours. And between now and then, first of all, carry a gun everywhere you go. Probably not going to need it, but better to have it. And it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.